Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Intake Line. My name is Brandon Sharp. Who am I speaking to?
Yes,
My
I have
name
a
is
particular.
Charmel. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, Brandon, I'm just transferring over Charmel Slater. I sent her information over through the portal. Do you see it?
Yes, I have everything over here. I appreciate it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, thank you.
Of course. Hi, Charmel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in here.
That's good to hear. Well, my name is Brandon Sharp, and I'll be your intake specialist for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get a claim through today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Never have. Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents for any law firms against any hair relaxer products?
Never.
Okay, got it. Now, was it you who used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, it was me.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. How long ago was this?
It was actually last year.
It was last year. Okay, so it was in
Yeah.
2023. Do you remember what month?
It was in October the 6th of 2023.
October 6, 2023. Got it. Okay, so this would be you filing the claim for yourself here. Now, what type of products would you use hair relaxer wise?
It was the perms, the Just For Me perms.
Just for me. Okay, got it. And when you were diagnosed with cancer, who was your diagnosing doctor?
My doctor was Dr. Durrett. I mean, D-U-R. What was that? Spell his name.
D
D-U.
U R.
D-U-R. And I mean Durnett, Dr. Durant.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
Durnett.
Durrett, Dr. Durant.
Durrett. Okay, got it. Dr. Durrett. And do you know his first name by any chance?
Dr. Lindley, Lynley, I think it's Lely.
Lindley Durrett. Okay, got it. And what was the hospital name?
Piedmont.
Did you say Seedmont?
Piedmont.
Oh, Piedmont. Okay. Piedmont. And where was this located?
Off Peachtree, in Atlanta. 16, I mean 1968 Peachtree Road in Northwest Atlanta.
Let me take a look here. I see. Okay. Peachtree Road, and that's 30309 zip code.
Yes.
Okay, I believe I have the right hospital here. And I do have the number of the hospital. Do you have your doctor's phone number?
The doctor's phone number, let me look at my contacts.
Okay. And it's okay if you don't, by the way.
Okay. See, I have the phone number. Other gynecologists.
Do you also have a new specialist that you see now, or is it the same one that you were seeing before?
Yeah, it's the same one.
Oh, it's the same one. Got it.
Yeah, I had a new regular doctor, but not a
OBGYN, right? Yeah, I see.
I don't have it.
That's okay.
I don't have it saved.
We don't need it right now. It's all good. I'll put down the hospital's phone number for the time being. Do you still go to the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, when you were using hair relaxer, did you use any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, I would use it like every couple months. I've used it like six times per year within
about
a year.
Six times. So once every 2 months for the most part.
Yeah.
I see. Would you do that yourself or would you go to a salon?
It varies, but I mostly do it myself because I used that particular product because it was milder.
Oh, I see. It wasn't as powerful as the others, and you could do it yourself if you wanted. Okay, got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Am I a resident?
A resident as well as a citizen.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth?
January 15th, 1969.
Okay, got it. And this is a random question, but in the past, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And for the particular brand of hair relaxer that you used, did you have any friends, family, or loved ones that also were injured by it?
Not family, but I've had one or two friends, but not family.
Okay, got it. Okay. Now, what was the state that you first used hair relaxer in? Like, where did you live at the time when you first used it?
When I first used it, I'm still here in Georgia.
Okay, so you've been in Georgia most of this time.
Yeah, I've been in Georgia for over 25 years.
Oh, wow. I see. And were you born and raised?
No, from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, I see. Okay, moved out to Georgia. Okay, well, if you had to put a year on it, what year do you think you first ever used hair relaxer?
I'll say 2014, 2015.
2014 to 2015, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And what year was the last time you ever used it?
The last time, let me see, probably was, let me think, what's this, 2023, and then I started, I would say the last time I was using it was 2023.
Was it around or before your diagnosis?
Yeah, I think in August is when I really just, that's when I really stopped.
Okay. And was it mainly because of side effects? You were just experiencing all of the different side effects that you were and you realized you had to go to the doctor?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it. And you did say that you would use it monthly, so once every 2 months for the most part. And it looks like about 8 years straight you used the products for. Okay, and you would use both salon as well as home care, so you'd use the boxes as well. Where would you usually...
Mostly boxes.
Mostly boxes. Okay. Where would you buy them at?
Walgreens.
Walgreens, just average... Yeah, spots that you could buy a hair product. Got it. And if you went to a salon, was there a big brand name salon that you would go to, or?
No. It's just different.
Yeah, just local.
Particular ones. Mostly I would just let them just blow dry, wash and blow dry my hair.
Because
my hair was so thick. So I just let them wash and blow dry it.
I see. Okay. And what was the name of the hair relaxer that you used mostly as well?
Then Just For Me is the most, that's the only one I really use.
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay, so for this next question, did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using Just For Me regularly?
No.
And by that question, I mean, if you started using it back in, let's say, 2015, you used it regularly up until you were diagnosed. So you used it for all of those years regularly. You didn't stop in between.
I used it every year.
Every year. Okay. Got it. Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed, how soon did treatment start?
When I started, August, let me see, when I stopped using it, like August, I would say October.
Okay. So it was on the 6th that you were diagnosed. Do you think it was like a week afterwards that they started any type of treatment?
Yeah, I had to get all the blood work done.
Right.
And they did a urine test, they did blood work, and then they did the biopsy.
I see. Okay, so that could be around the following week then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. And you said they did blood work, they did a biopsy. And what else under the lines of treatment did they do for you?
I had to have some type of, like they did an ultrasound, a vaginal ultrasound too.
Yeah.
They did a vaginal ultrasound.
Okay. And did you go through any rounds of chemo or radiation?
Yeah, I had to do like 6 cycles of radiation.
Six cycles.
Chemo.
Okay, got it. And I'm assuming for the chemo, you had a team that was helping you out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all throughout your treatment process, did your same doctor that diagnosed you stick with you, Lindley Durrett?
Yes.
Okay. And did you did you stay at the same hospital all throughout treatment?
Yes.
You did. Okay. Okay. Now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I'm married.
Married at the moment. Okay. And your first name, is that Charmel?
Yes.
And I'm going to spell it out here. Charmell.
Correct.
Okay. And your last name, Slater?
Yes.
Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Patrice.
Patrice. And can you spell that for me?
Patrice.
Okay. Got it. Patrice. All right. And what is your social?
331-589761.
Okay. 331-589761. Okay. Yes. And do you currently have health insurance?
Not at this moment.
Okay, got it. That's completely fine. Now for your primary contact information, for your primary email that I have Mrs. Honey's Busy Bees at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And your phone number is 770-374-5015?
Correct.
Is this your mobile?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And how do you prefer to be contacted? I'm not sure. Do you work in the mornings?
I'm available. I work from home.
Oh, you work from home. Okay. Would you prefer to receive calls, texts, or emails?
It doesn't matter. You can do
either way. Got it. Go ahead and mark down text, and I'll mark down mornings around this time at least. What's your current address?
4420 Kim Street, and that's K-I-M.
Got it.
And that's Snellville, Georgia 30039.
30039. Got it. Okay. And when it comes to your medical records, did you keep all of those for yourself or did you leave them with the hospital?
I have copies.
You have copies. Okay, got it. If you were to provide those, would you be able to do that through email?
Sure.
Okay, got it. And my last question for you is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact, so in case we're unable to contact you, someone that you would trust with your case.
I guess I can put my husband's name.
Okay, what's his first name?
Wendell.
W-E-N-D-E-L-L.
Wendell.
Got it. Okay. And is that Slater for the last name?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And his phone number?
Same address. 4420 Kim Street, Melville, Georgia 30039. Phone number 770-374-4754.
4754. Got it. And this is your husband?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so those were all the questions I had for you. Thank you for your patience. I know you've probably been on the phone for a while here, but I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text. Now, you should have copies of these. The documents that you're receiving are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign these, the attorney will give you a call in the next 24 to 48 hours, at least before the end of the week, to confirm all the information we went over. And after that's verified, your claim is submitted. Now, these documents also contain the medical release form, so if you allow us to, we can pull the medical records from the hospital, but since you do have them yourself, you'd be able to provide them by email. Now, you should have those documents now. Let me know if you did receive them.
Let me see. Yes.
Okay. Now, if you could please put me on speakerphone and open up those documents, go through the signatures as well as initials, and let me know once that's submitted. And if you have any issues, just let me know.
Okay. I'm missing one.
Yeah, by the way, the signatures don't have to be perfect. They do have to be legible, though.
Okay. Oh, I see where I had missed one. Okay, it says I'm done signing.
All right, let me check on my end here. I'm going to go through these forms, double check all these information. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are all set there. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line here. I'll send you the law firm's information and such. Now, you should receive that call from the attorney within the next day or two. It most likely will be today. If they're a bit busy, it'll be tomorrow. But when they do call you up, just verify the information with them. They'll go through the claim and it will be submitted, and they should communicate you throughout the claims process. Now, on my end, if you have any questions at all, or if you want to call to ask anything, feel free to. I'll send my information over through text as well. So, I appreciate your time and thank you for your patience.
Thank you for speaking with me.
No problem at all. I hope I made the process a bit easier than it usually is.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course, I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.